The inside the tire of the car, they have the inner
tube.
And someone had just built a boat and they were going to put it in the water. They said they were going to.
They probably say they were going to launch a boat.
What different kinds of boats do people have around here?
You have your regular little fishing boats, but the men who just really enjoy fishing, which are kind of a skiff, with a motor and whatnot, seats.
Pointed or flat?
And they usually are. Some of them are blunt end, some are pointed. Then you have your nicer boats, you know, your padded seats and dash and all the steering wheel, all more of a sporty looking rig and whatnot, that sort of thing.
Do you ever hear of a P-Row or a Bateau?
That's not anything that's familiar here. Now we're going down to Louisiana. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, the only thing we have here, see, we're not far from the Alabama River, about 10 miles, and there's good fishing there. But you would never hear that type boat wouldn't be used. I think that's more, they use more those more for still water, don't they? In the bios and whatnot back where the water is no current. No,
Piro
or Bateau, I don't think you'd ever hear it. I've never heard of it being used in this area. Not even a canoe very often because they're too quick to dunk you.
What did people used to burn in lamps?
Kerosene.
Any other name for that?
I believe coal oil was one that was used.
Do you ever see anybody make a lamp using a rag and a bottle?
And a bottle, many, many times.
How would they do that?
They just take any rope or a rag and wrap it real tight and let the one end go down into the oil in the bottle and then let the top end of it stick above the bottle and you light the top end.
What's that called?
Well, I don't really remember any particular name. We had something similar to that we used on the railroad that we called flambeaux.
Mm-hmm.
But I really don't know of any particular name. You just made a torch out of it, more or less.
What did the flambeau used on the railroad look like?
It was essentially the same thing, except it was not handmade. Your flambeau was a little metal can with oil in it, and it had a wick going down into the spout, and it had a little handle on it.
Mm-hmm.
And you lit that and carried it up.
Was it sort of designed like a kettle, you mean?
Something like a kettle, except your spout was longer. If your wick didn't pick up the oil real good, you turned it up and let the oil run down in there. And then you had a little handle on it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was essentially made like something similar to a kettle.
When did that quit being used? Quite a while ago?
Yes, I can remember when I was real little. I'd say 6-7 years ago, that would have been around in the early 30s. The last ones that I remember seeing around, we used to have an old water tank that Daddy ran during the Depression years. And there was a flambeau or two in that old water tank over where we live now. Of course, the water tank's gone and we don't have steam engines and all that anymore, no occasion for these tanks. But that's the last that I remember seeing those things down there around the old water tank when we used to go down with Daddy to pump.
Say if a child was just learning to dress himself, the mother brings him the clothes and tells him, here,
put your clothes on.
Or here, what, your clothes, here. If she hands him the clothes, she says, here. Well, would you say, here is your clothes, or here are your clothes?
No, she'd say, here's your clothes.
Okay. And if you were taking a child to the dentist, and he was scared, the dentist might say, well, you don't need to be scared,
I'm not going to hurt you.
Do you ever use the word ain't?
Oh, yeah. Everybody uses ain't real, I ain't gonna do it. Ain't nothing doing. Ain't so.
Would you ever use
ain't no way.
He ain't gonna do that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You'd say he ain't gonna do this and he ain't gonna do that.
Okay.
Usually it's A-I-N. You hardly ever hear the T added onto it here. It's usually ain't. Ain't gonna do this and he ain't gonna do that.